Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, you are holy, Lord Jesus. You are wonderful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Jesus, is that you? Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. We're in a special place. In the presence of God. Hallelujah. One of the oldest books in the Bible, the book of Job, predates everything, so we're told. Job writes, if I just knew where he was, if I could just find him, I go backwards. He's not behind me. I go forward. And I can't find him. If I just knew where he was, if I just could touch him. Oh, Job, if you'd only knew what we knew. If you only knew what the Scripture says. If you only knew what the law declared. God said forever, throughout your generations, ever and ever and ever. As long as there is people, as long as there is an individual, as long as there is human life on earth, never changes. Continually, in effect, I will meet you at the door of the tabernacle. Well, where's the tabernacle? But it gives a clue. The door of the tabernacle is just past the altar. Just past the brazen altar. Wherever you make your altar, God says, throughout your generations, world without end, throughout ever, whenever, I will meet you just past your altar. Hallelujah. Something incredible is happening. The Bible tells us, after Jesus had risen, that there were a couple of disciples that were on the road to Emmaus, and they were talking, and they were really upset, and they were discussing the turn of events, that we thought that this was going to be the Savior. We thought that this was going to be the Messiah, but he was crucified, and he died, and I guess that's it. And as they were talking, suddenly Jesus appeared with them. And he opened up their understanding through the scriptures. He opened up the scriptures to them and began to discuss and began to talk all throughout the Word of God and throughout time. And they said this, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us on the way? Did not our hearts burn within us? Listen, I'm talking to people of the sanctuary that God is here, that God is so close. There's a presence of God here. There's a Spirit of the Lord here that God wants to minister to someone here this day. Amen. I know you've been standing a long time. Didn't mean to do all of that, but just kind of felt it. Hallelujah. Let me direct your attention to Isaiah chapter 52, verses 1 and verse number 2. Awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Verse 2, shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. I want to talk about awakening today. You can be seated. It seems that I've talked about this often, about great awakenings that have happened throughout history. Suddenly, God began to stir. Suddenly, God began to move, and people had a relationship. People established a relationship with Jesus Christ. Understand that God is stirring so much in these last days. God is moving in such a way that whole communities are going to be moved toward God. Our society desperately needs it. But more than anything, throw out all of that out the window. More than anything, the church of the living God must be the church. We must awaken to the presence of God. We must awaken to the voice of God, to the call of God as God begins to speak to us. Hallelujah. God speaks to the church like this. Wake up. Come on, wake up. And he says, put on thy beautiful garments. God is calling for the church to separate themselves from worldliness. God is calling for the church to separate themselves from vain worship, going through the motions. God is calling for the church to put on their beautiful garments. God is calling for the church to be the church. I don't think we realize who we are, but I believe that according to Hebrews chapter 12 and 23, it refers to the church as the church of the firstborn. Hallelujah. When we begin to look at it, we have a destiny with Jesus Christ in our future. God tells us to loose ourselves, unchain ourselves to the things that drag us down. It's in your power. He didn't say somehow come before God and pray and seek God and fast many days and pray that God would send somebody to loose you. Oh no, he said it's in your power to loose yourselves. It's in your power. You have the strength to loose yourselves. Hallelujah, we receive insight in Proverbs 16, verse number 1. It says, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. The heart is our responsibility. I must get my heart right. I must clean out the things in my heart that I must clean out to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. When we get the heart right, Jesus Christ will speak through us and to us. But in everything, it references preparation. Preparation is arrangement, getting ready. The scriptures give us insight to put on the beautiful garments in Joel chapter 2 and verse number 16. It declares, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth out of her chamber and the bride out of the closet. When we begin to understand, it's the preparation for the coming of the Lord. Jesus Christ is coming again, folks. Jesus Christ is coming soon. It's likened to a bride preparing for a wedding. Revelations 21, verse number 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Here's that word again, prepared, preparing for the coming of the Lord, preparing our hearts for God to move, preparing our hearts for the presence and the power of God. Notice the correlation between Isaiah 51 and Matthew 25, the five wise, the five foolish virgins, while they slumbered and slept, while they just kicked back and relaxed for just a moment, that the midnight cry went forth. The cry said, go ye out to meet him. The bridegroom is here. It's time for you. And I believe the call to the church this day, it's time for you. It's time for you. It's time for the church to be the church. It's time for the church to feel the awesome presence of God. It's time for the church to bask in the power and the glory of the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah. You can't wait till he comes. It'll be too late then. God is calling us now. He's telling us to put on our beautiful garments. I've seen a lot of weddings. I've preached a lot of weddings. And one thing always stands out. I mean, I've seen them wear cowboy clothes. I've seen them wear tuxedos. But one thing remains the same. They all dress up. And the bride always looks fabulous. God's speaking to us. God is calling to us, put on your beautiful garments. So what I'm trying to say, when you go to a wedding, it's very important that you clean up. Now, I've got some paint clothes I wear every once in a while when I'm painting. And when you're spraying paint, you can get pretty messy. In fact, it's all over the shoes. It's all in my hair. Wear a little mask and it seeps around the mask and look like a raccoon almost. Just eyes staring out of little white areas. But to go to a wedding, you got to clean up. You got to wear your best clothes. Just old paint clothes won't do at a wedding. When you go to church, what do? You put on what we call our Sunday best. It's not to impress others. It's not to, if it is, you're doing the wrong thing. But it's programming ourselves, preparing ourselves to give God the very best that we can. It's to appear at our best for God. It's all about the kingdom. And the kingdom is not about meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We must prepare our hearts for the Lord. More than anything else, we need to put on the garment of praise. We need to clothe ourselves in the glory of praise as we begin to worship the Lord. You got to wake up. There's a call from God this day. In fact, it's been going out for several weeks now. A call from God for the church to wake up. a call from God for the church to be the church, for the church to put on strength, for the church to begin to praise the Lord, for the church to begin to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's very evident. When I thought about it, I first heard that the quizzing was going to be on the Psalms, and I thought, well, that's a great thing, but why the Psalms? Until I realize, Sister Amber, the songs is all about relationship with Jesus Christ. It's all about Him, not us. Sure, it tells stories of human desperation. It tells stories of my foot almost slipped. I almost slipped, but then I walked into the presence of God, into the sanctuary, there was something different. When I walked into the Holy of Holies, when I walked where Jesus was, awake. So call to the church for praise. Call to the church for worship. Pastor, you don't really realize what I've been going through. You don't really realize what I've been facing. See, that's the deal. You got to push that aside. It's not about you, it's about Him. Don't dwell in self-grief, self-pity, and hurt. Listen to what the Word of God, Brother Jeff, come help me. Listen to what the Word of God declares. The Word of God in Isaiah also declares, arise. Shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It's time to wake up. It's time to arise and shine, because God's got something incredible. Shall we stand? God's got something incredible for you. Hallelujah. God's got something powerful for you. Awaken. Awaken. Come on. It's time. It's time. It's time to put on the garments. It's time. I've got to get it just, there it is. The garment of praise. I've come to praise the Lord. I've come to worship Him. I've come to make a difference. I've come to lift up my voice. Hallelujah. It's time to rise. It's time to shine. Let the glory of the Lord rise upon you. Hallelujah. God's touching somebody. God's moving across this building. God's waking some folks up. God's stirring some folks with the presence and power of God. Come on, church. Come alive in the presence of God. As Brother Jeff leads us, would you just push everything out of the way? Would you just shove everything on the back burner? And would you just come into the presence of the Lord and give your best worship? Hallelujah. I've come to worship from the back to the front. Would you begin to step out and make your way into the presence of God? I've come to the altar of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Holy, holy. He is God Almighty. I will lift you up and magnify your name.
Oh, hallelujah.